friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Little girl is distraught after she loses tooth on plane. Then a pilot steps in. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A young girl loses a tooth on a plane ride, and a sweet pilot decided to write a note for her to give to the tooth fairy to explain the situation. Six-year-old Lena was traveling with her family and realized something important was missing during their trip. I was sleeping on the airplane. My mom woke me up, and we are going to go pick our suitcases up, Lena said. And I said, Mommy, Mommy, I think my tooth fell out. Lena and her mom tried to look for the tooth, but they were unable to get to the gate since it was 2 a.m. and airport security was closed. And that is when United Airlines pilot Captain Josh Dunjow offered some assistance. He ended up writing a note for Lena to give to the tooth fairy explaining why she had lost her tooth. Dear Tooth Fairy, he wrote, Lena had a tooth fall out on her flight to Greenville. Please take this note in place of her tooth. What a sweet gesture. And Lena's mom shared about it on social media with this caption. I'm sure the tooth fairy will accept this note in lieu of a tiny tooth. Thankfully, the tooth fairy accepted the note from Captain Dunjow and left another note for Lena along with a gift. Lena, it is okay that you have lost your tooth on the airplane. I will get it. Keep brushing, the note read. United Airlines commended Captain Dunjow and shared that they were proud to see moments like this that underscore our commitment to going above and beyond for our customers and creating an airline where good leads the way. What a special moment that this young girl will never forget. Spots trouble and instantly jumps into action, saving three girls and a police officer. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A 16-year-old named Corion Evans put his life on the line and jumped into action to save four people after a car drove off the road into a river. Corion Evans lives in Mississippi, and he was recently in the right place at the right time with the right skill set needed in order to save the lives of four people. A car with three girls inside had driven off the road and into a river, and the girls were trapped inside. They drove straight under the water, Corian said, like only a little bit of the car was still above the water. The young man did not hesitate to jump into the water and save the people that needed help, and one of his friends also assisted him with getting the girls to the top of the vehicle. I was just like, I can't let none of these folks die. They need to get out of the water. So I just started getting them, he said. I wasn't even thinking about nothing else. A police officer then showed up to the scene and started to swim out to help, but he was struggling in the water, so Corion also swam to him to help him out. I turned around. I see the police officer, Corion shared. He's drowning. He's going underwater, drowning, saying, help. So I went over there. I went and I grabbed the police officer, and I'm like swimming him back until I feel I can walk. What a heroic act by this teenage boy. And the local police department congratulated him for his courageous actions. The police department and I commend Mr. Evans' bravery and selflessness he displayed by risking his own safety to help people in danger. If Mr. Evans had not assisted, it could have possibly turned out tragically instead of all occupants rescued safely, Chief Brandon Ashley said in a statement. When reflecting on the event, Corian remembers how tiring the rescue was. It was a lot of swimming. My legs were so tired, he said. But he would do it again in a heartbeat to save the lives of those in need. What a selfless and brave young man.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.